Annie Dugan joins us, as she is wont to do on Mondays at this time. So people have a rainy day today, Annie, at least here in the Northland, and that means they can spend the entire day out looking at art, right?
Exactly. Out in galleries, or they can spend their time inside making art.
Ooh, even better idea.
Rainy day instructions. You make it or you look at it, or you can do both. You can look at it while you're making it. You can go into a gallery with a sketchbook and respond to what you see.
So it's not like copying. It's being inspired by.
Absolutely. No, I think there was a great piece in the New York Times Magazine a little while ago. It was by an artist who was just stuck. They said that I was stuck as a doodler, you know, sort of this, you know, they would draw like little, you know, there's a lot of people who doodle during meetings. They sort of,
right,
in the corner of their sketchbook, they're doodling. And she said, you know, I was just stuck. I was doing the same motions over and over, the same marks on the paper. I was stuck. And an artist friend of hers said, you need to do automatic drawing from whatever you see. So the idea is that you don't look at the paper when you're drawing. So you have to look at, you know, she started with a portrait of her iPad.
Okay.
And just did that without looking at it, right? You think that's pretty easy. It's a square. But she said that the fact of it sort of just totally refreshed her drawing abilities not to look at the page, because you're looking at what you're drawing. And that kind of, you know, it's amazing what you start to see, the kind of lines that you start to see. You know, you think an iPad, just a rectangle, right? When you start to look at it and really have to look at it, you notice that there's little curves, or, you know, there might be a sheen or a reflection on the screen that you have to draw. Or if you're looking and drawing a vase of flowers, you might see all these weird angles. You might see, so it really starts to get you out of your comfort zone, and you end up with these really kind of fabulous drawings that are really surprising. I think that's what, you know, a lot of us at this age, you know, we draw something and we sort of know what we're going to get if we're looking at the paper. But if we draw and don't look at it, there's wonderful surprise in that. And I think that's really exciting. So
this is a way for, this is a way for existing artists to refresh their look.
Absolutely.
At the world. And this is a built-in excuse for people who are not artists, but always wanted to make art.
Exactly.
And want to give it a try. Because when people say, what is that? You can say, well, I was doing this automatic drawing thing, and that's just, you know, not looking at the paper. That's the way it's supposed
exactly.
to
exactly. There's an excuse. You don't have to have it look perfect because you're not looking at it.
So exactly.
Everyone's stuff is going to look crazy and wild, and there's not this sense that, like, you said you were going to draw an elephant, and that's not an elephant. It's, you know, I was, it's an exercise, and that's what you get.
I like it.
Any kind of, you know, we exercise to keep our bodies strong, but you can exercise to keep your brain strong. You can exercise. Artists have to exercise, and this is one of the things that they can do.
So let me ask you your take on something that I've been wondering about lately, because I have had friends here in town that are engaged in this activity, and it's been on the news, and it's been in various spots. What do you think about this new trend of adult coloring?
Oh, I love it. I think it's great. In fact, a couple years ago, I got a couple of my dear friends' coloring books for. I think there's something, you know, when you're doing, I think any kind of mark making is really, it rewires our brain in a way that we don't let ourselves do. And I think that mark making and that kind of act of just creating and making is something that I think is lost in our culture. You know, there's people keep diaries, you know, we're encouraged to continue to write and use language, but we're not encouraged to make things. It's sort of, you know, there, you have to have sort of some sort of level of proficiency or, you know, you're sort of expected to be an artist if you're a drawer, or if you're expected to be, you know, a wood craftsman, you know, that there's, but that just sort of, that permission to just do it every day just because it's a good thing to do, I don't think is always there. So I think adult coloring, I'm all for it. I think it's great.
Well, I'm really...
And there's some really cool things. We've often actually at the Art Institute wanted to do an artist design coloring book. And I think the Walker did this too, where they had artists in their community create the pieces that you colored.
Wow.
We did a few months back, we had a year and a half ago, we had an Adam Swanson. The front page of the Duluth Art Institute News Magazine was a color, Your Own Adam Swanson.
Oh, I love it.
Which, actually, this is crazy, Lisa, but we have segued into an event this week. Adam Swanson has an opening at the aquarium.
Oh, that's right. The Animals and Me, I think.
Animals and Me, yep. The aquarium does some great shows, actually, in their gallery. And their gallery is right on that main floor. I think it's free just to even just go and see the artwork in the gallery. And they've done a lot of really interesting pairings. John Pastor did a show there. He's this amazing naturalist, but also is an artist. So it's kind of neat that they're doing artwork that is tied with their programming at the aquarium. It's also the same night as the Duluth Art Institute's Art Night Out event, which is a really fun way to celebrate the beginning of summer. You know, I think the rain will clear by then, and we can do some exploring in the world. And there'll be art making. So it's some more, you can try your automatic drawing. You can try, actually our development director said, we need to do coloring books. So we'll have coloring art, adult coloring books at Art Night Out.
Love it.
And you can try it out. We'll do some architecture. You know, a lot of times we don't think of architecture being one of the arts, but that's certainly an art and design feature that's recognized in a lot of galleries and museums. So we're going to have folks try their hand at making the tallest tower out of certain materials that we give them. So an artistry will be involved. So it'll be tallest and most architecturally striking. So it's a fun evening at the Duluth Art Institute at the Depot from 5 to 7.
All right, Annie, it sounds fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us, my dear, and we'll talk next week.
Bye.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art here on Northland Morning.